Welcome to today's deep dive. Today is Tuesday, June 16, 2026, and we have a mission today.
We really do. It's a big one.
Yeah, we are unpacking this frankly terrifying new cyber intelligence report from Chicken Game. It's titled The Fall of Digital Fortresses, Decoding the 2026 Cybersecurity Crisis.
Right, and it completely rewrites what we thought we knew.
Exactly. We're going to explore how everyday platforms you trust, you know, for your productivity.
Things like Microsoft Copilot, Google Workspace.
Yep, Microsoft Teams. How these have been quietly weaponized by state-sponsored hackers and ransomware syndicates.
It's a massive shift in the landscape.
It really is. Imagine discovering that your ultra-secure smart home system, right, isn't just failing to keep burglars out, but the system itself is actually unlocking the doors, picking up your TV, and, like, carrying it out to the getaway car for the thieves.
That is the perfect analogy for what we're seeing. What's so fascinating here, and honestly so alarming, is the shift in how these networks are actually being breached.
Right. It's not the old way anymore.
No, not at all. We aren't just looking at brute force attacks where they batter down the door. We are looking at hackers using the legitimate native capabilities of these cloud platforms entirely against us.
Which is just wild to wrap your head around. And to really understand the collapse of these digital fortresses, I feel like we have to start with the newest addition to the corporate workforce, right?
Oh, absolutely. The AI assistants.
Yeah, the AI. Because the report highlights this massive vulnerability discovered by Varonis Threat Labs. They call it Search Leak.
Search Leak, yeah. That one is a nightmare.
It's inside the Microsoft 365 Copilot Enterprise ecosystem. And the data shows this is literally a one-click bug that bypasses enterprise defenses and pulls your emails, your calendars, sensitive files just straight out of the internal network.
With zero alarms going off.
Okay, so let's unpack this. How does a single click completely bypass, you know, highly sophisticated enterprise URL filters? I mean, shouldn't our anti-phishing software catch this instantly?
You would definitely think so. But the terrifying reality of Search Leak is that the malicious link points directly to a real, trusted Microsoft.com domain.
Wait, a real Microsoft domain?
Yes. And because that domain is legitimate, traditional security gateways look at it and categorize it as 100% safe.
Wow.
Yeah, it just gets waved right through. The Tekken Garage Lab benchmarks on this are just staggering.
I saw those numbers in the report. They're bad.
They really are. URL filters had a 0% detection rate for this bypass. Zero.
That's insane.
And the standard EDRs, you know, the endpoint detection systems, they only caught about 14.3% of the injected code.
Which means the vast majority gets through. But what about the specific AI prompt firewalls?
Even those miss the mark over 50% of the time. The hackers use these invisible variables for AI prompt injection.
Invisible variables.
Yeah, so when you click that trusted corporate link, you just assume you're safe. But hidden in the background, there are encoded instructions. Copilot writes them while trying to help you and seamlessly exfiltrates your data without you ever seeing a thing.
Man, that is scary. Because, you know, whenever you click a trusted link at work, you just assume the IT department has your back.
Right, but this new generation of attacks operates entirely under the radar.
So if the front door, this user-facing AI like Copilot, is that compromised? It gets even worse when we look at the plumbing, right?
Oh, the underlying plumbing connecting these AIs is a complete disaster.
Yeah, the report brings up Obsidian Security's disclosure about LeetLM.
Right, LeetLM. It's this widely used open source AI gateway. Basically, it brokers calls for over 100 different AI model providers.
So it's like a massive switchboard.
Exactly. And here's where the Obsidian disclosure gets really interesting.
Right, because this attack starts with a default low-privilege proxy account. It's like giving a visitor a temporary guest badge, and somehow that gives them access to the bank vault. How do they climb from a low-level account to full admin? It doesn't make sense.
It's all about chaining vulnerabilities together. It's never just one magic key.
Okay.
By linking three distinct bugs together, they escalate their privileges. First, they slip out of their restricted folder.
Like a path traversal thing.
Exactly. Then they manipulate an authorization token.
Tricking the system.
Right, making it think they have higher permissions. And finally, they exploit a remote code execution flaw to run malicious code directly on the core server.
They just take over the whole machine.
Yes, and the fallout is absolutely catastrophic. A complete server takeover exposes every single API key and secret for all those 100-plus AI models.
Giving them total control over an organization's entire AI communication infrastructure.
Complete control. They can do whatever they want.
which is terrifying for the cutting-edge tech.
Well.
But the deep dive pivots here, and I think this next part is almost more insidious. Because while the AI vulnerabilities rely on, you know, this super new cutting-edge tech, the most damaging attacks are actually happening on the boring, everyday communication tools.
The ones you just leave running in the background all day long.
Exactly. Let's talk about this living off the land tactic, or Lauderdale.
Yeah, the ransomware gang Dragonforce really showcased this with Microsoft Teams.
Right.
They developed this custom malware called Backdoor Turn, and they use it to hide their command and control traffic perfectly inside Microsoft Teams relays.
So just so I have this straight, because Teams is basically universally whitelisted by corporate firewalls.
It has to be, or no one can have meetings.
Right. This is basically like bank robbers driving away in the bank's own armored car, knowing the security guards will just wave them right through the checkpoint.
That is exactly what it is. The traffic goes to teams.microsoft.com, so the firewalls just ignore it completely.
Wow. And it's not just ransomware gangs doing this. The report details a China-linked APT group using the exact same Lauderdale methodology.
Yes, advanced persistent threat groups are heavily leaning into this.
And real quick, I want to explicitly note here for you listening that while these attacks involve a Chinese APT group, our deep dive today is focused strictly on the technical execution. We're just looking at the source report's findings, and we are remaining completely impartial regarding the geopolitics.
Absolutely. We're just looking at the mechanics, and technically what they did is stunning.
Yeah, how do they pull it off?
Well, they remained totally undetected in North American medical, academic, and military networks for over a year.
A year. Inside a military network.
Yes. They used a backdoor on a REDCap server just to steal credentials. But here's the genius part. They didn't install any noisy malware to steal the data.
Because that would trigger the endpoint detection.
Exactly. Instead, they simply logged into Google Workspace natively.
With the stolen passwords.
Right. And they just rewired the native email forwarding rules.
You gotta be kidding me.
Nope. They quietly auto-forwarded sensitive defense emails right to their own external accounts.
Just using the normal settings menu?
Literally just the settings menu. It's completely invisible to security software because the system thinks it's just the user doing their job.
That is wild. I mean, if they can just use our own tools against us like that, they just need to get the credentials, which connects perfectly to the next point in the report, right? The human element.
Yes, the supply chain.
Because hackers are no longer just attacking the native tools. They are directly targeting the human architects who build those tools to compromise the supply chain from the ground up.
It's the path of least resistance now.
The dossier details the actions of North Korea's cyber army, specifically the group Scarcraft, or APT-37.
Right.
And again, just to be crystal clear, mentioning North Korean state-sponsored actors here is purely a reflection of the Tech and Game Report's threat intelligence data.
Mm.
We are maintaining a neutral, nonpartisan stance on international relations.
Of course.
So they are distributing this malware called Narwhal Rat, right?
Yes, a remote access Trojan.
And the report says they do this by faking Microsoft account security alerts to induce panic. But wait, let me push back on this for a second.
Sure.
The report specifically says they are targeting software engineers with a contagious interview campaign. Developers are, like, the most tech-savvy people in the room.
They absolutely are.
So how are the experts falling for this? A generic, fake security alert shouldn't trick a senior engineer.
It wouldn't. And that's where the psychological manipulation comes into play. They aren't just sending generic alerts to developers.
Oh, okay.
They are using highly convincing fake job recruitment offers. Or they ask for code review requests on open source projects.
Playing to their ego.
Exactly. It's brilliant social engineering. They bypass the developer's technical skepticism by engaging them in a professional, flattering context.
Hey, we'd love your expert opinion on this code.
Exactly. And when the developer downloads the package to review it, they end up infecting their own isolated dev test environments.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and vital tools like their GitHub repositories and CI/CD pipelines.
So the continuous integration pipelines get infected.
Right. They completely bypass corporate staff training because they are poisoning the well at the source.
So if I'm understanding this, it's like sneaking into the car factory and putting a faulty brake line on the assembly blueprint. Every car that rolls out after that is compromised.
That's spot on. The software ships to millions of users already compromised.
Man. So what does this all mean?
It means the industry is in a panic.
With AI, chat tools, and even software developers compromised, how is the corporate world actually reacting to the reality that traditional firewalls have fallen?
Well, The financial data in the report tells the whole story. The cybersecurity market's fear and greed index is firmly anchored in extreme fear.
I mean, I'm feeling extreme fear just reading this.
Right. CSOs have completely lost trust in foundational cloud platforms, the Copilot search leak, the workspace infiltrations. It's all too much.
But there has to be a pivot, right?
Yeah.
Like a solution people are running toward.
There is. Stock valuations for zero trust architecture and behavioral AI defense solutions have surged by 4.5% almost overnight.
Okay, so that's where the money's moving.
Exactly. Organizations are desperately abandoning legacy signature-based tools.
And this connects directly to you, the listener, and your workplace. This is exactly why your company's IT department is suddenly completely obsessed with zero trust and behavioral AI monitoring.
Yep, it's the only way forward now.
Because if an attacker is using your real Microsoft Teams account, right, or your real Google email forwarding rules, no standard antivirus alarm is ever going to ring. There's no malicious file to scan.
Right. Only an AI that is constantly monitoring your behavior can spot the anomaly.
It has to look and say, okay, that's John's password. But John doesn't usually forward 10,000 defense documents to an unknown server at 3 in the morning.
Exactly. The credentials are real, but the behavior is totally compromised.
It's a whole new paradigm. So let's quickly recap the journey we've been on today.
It's been a lot.
We've seen how a single click in Copilot can bypass defenses through invisible variables. We saw how AI gateways like LootLM are being hijacked from basic guest accounts.
The server takeovers.
Right. And how everyday apps like Teams and Workspace are being used to hide in plain sight with living off the land tactics.
The most dangerous ones, honestly.
Yeah. And finally, how developers are being socially engineered through contagious interviews to completely poison the software supply chain.
It really is the fall of the digital fortress.
Which leaves us with the final, pretty unsettling question to mull over.
Let's hear it.
If traditional firewalls are dead, right, and our only real defense against these native AI-driven attacks is to use behavioral AI monitoring, what happens when the hackers figure out how to manipulate the behavioral AI?
Oh, wow.
Right, if the system learns what normal is, what stops an attacker from slowly, invisibly changing the definition of normal?
That's a terrifying thought.
Who is guarding the new guards? It's definitely something to think about. Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive into the June 2026 cybersecurity crisis.
Thanks for having me.
Until next time, keep your mental firewalls active.